Sí. Sé que nuestros Ari Murray, Afemiso Petras, sé que nuestros Daniel Shane, Monsieur Shofalo, sé que Nishmas, Shlomo Zalman, Ben Elio. Okay, we begin packet 15. Inyan Tipas Cholo, Shenoflo ala Chatifa. Okay. Bistaif means and other things that branch out from here. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Tipas Cholov, page 1, Shenofla ala Chatifa. So you had a piece of meat, and a Tipas Cholov, a tipa of milk falls on the piece of meat. Miyeshba b'no sein tam ba'osa chaticha asura. So if there's an asinus tam, meaning there's not shishim, so then the chaticha will become asa. Then it says, Nier is a kadeira. So afterwards, you stirred up the kadeira. So this tipas chalav asur, this chaticha. Now this chaticha is considered a separate unit from the rest of the pot, this original chaticha. Why is that? So there are So Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosis about that. If you look in Tosis, he says, Naser shechaticha kula chutz l'roti v'ayri. It's talking about that the whole chaticha is above sea level. You know, it's above where the liquid is. So there's one chaticha of meat. That's a, you know, it's sitting on a face on a potato, you know, and it's sticking out. You know, but imagine a child. Now, I used to have this chus to go sometimes. I went twice with Rabbi Eliezer Adler. We went to eat a Shabbos lunch by Rav Schwab Zatzal. And his wife made this, there's a name for it, this liquidy chulent that she made. Rav Geli, I ate many, many times. Rav Schwab only twice. But Rav Geli, who was the successor of Schwab, I used to eat every Shavuos, or if it's a 3-day holiday, sometimes the Shabbos before. So the case is, so it reminded me of the liquidy chulent. So this chaticha of basar is sticking out totally above the water level. So it's a separate unit. So when the challah falls on the chaticha, we don't look at the chaticha together with the rest of the meat underneath the liquid, because it's above the water. So that's this chaticha is its own unit. So now we play the milk and I get that one chaticha. Whereas if it would have been lower down, if it would have been, say, even mix us in, mix us out, then it would be part of the whole thing, and then it would be shishim of the milk, in a shishim connected of the whole thing connected the milk. But here we just view it. The competition is that one chaticha connected the tipas chalav. That's because that chaticha is sticking out. That's Shitas Tosis. And Rashi he quotes. Yeah, so there's a whole discussion. Where is the Rashi, right? So, but the Rashi Shita is that even if it's sticking out a little bit, it's sufficient. It doesn't have to be sticking out totally. So, but.
So that's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. In order for it to be a separate unit, does it have to be totally out of the liquid, or even that's Tosis Shita? So it would be mixes in, mixes out, it would be Bichlal with the rest. Because Rashi Shita is that even mix this in, mix this out is considered out. And there's a question, the Beis Yosef has a discussion, where is this Rashi? Beis Yosef says it could be on Kuf Ches Aleph here. Where is it? That's Kuf. About days, yeah. Page 2. Right. Miflot Lopol, Miacheris. Tam, Shechol, Megoga Shol Chaticha. In other words, the Cholov is in the Gaga Shol Chaticha. Means it's on the top of the Chaticha. So, in Tom Hachal Shachal Begaga Shal Chaticha Hava, meaning the difference, it was sticking out and it was on the top of it. Where Rav Shif has a different Rashi, a different shot of the Rashi. Okay, but those are the two shitas that are officially quoted in the poskim of how you deal with that. Okay, now. So then, we take a look here. Yeah, the Beis Yosef is a different one. Yeah. Looking at Rabbi Kron's notes from my shiur from many years ago. She says it's Kuf Kes from an Aleph. Which is over here, which is probably Katichas Cholov Shenocha Ola Katicha B'toch HaKadera Olachas Mena Katichas. Okay, whatever. These are the two shrikas. Okay, now we have to look in page 4. Kuf Aleph. Oh, here, the other round, here, the Beis Yosef Rashi is here on page 4.
Kev Shenosna Tam Chaticha Acha Shehaisa B'tzida Tamid.
So he says that the tipa is on one of the chatichas, and so he's saying that tipa achas shachayis
abitzida. Right.
Okay, so now the Gemara says, Darish, on page 4, Darish Rabbah bar Rachana Chatich Shal Veil Shadab Tamme Ina Oser Shashitin Tam Perotev Chaticha Uchbi Rav Amor Kena Shanosan Tam B'Chaticha Chaticha Atzma Nasas Neveila Oser Shkola Chatich Shkulan B'Pnei Shehen Mina. So he says like this, you had a chaticha of the vela that fell. That gave a tam in Shevet Shanosu tam b'chaticha. He had another chaticha's veil. It gave tam to a kosher chaticha. So chaticha's nasis the veila, and then that will aser everything else. So this is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The member mino in a bottle. So once the first chaticha, once the chaticha shalavela asks that first chaticha, then it's going kevich and also tambo chaticha, that chaticha will nasas nevela. And then it'll ask everything else. Because it's membemino. Membemino in a bottle, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the shaila that the Tosfos is going to ask is, why does the Gemara say, if it's found sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, so why does it have to say Kevish and Nosan Tam Bechaticha? In other words, the Chaticha Shavel will give the Sinus Tam of the first Chaticha. It doesn't have to be the Sinus Tam, because if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, membemino. The Mimimino is in a bottle. That has nothing to do with the Sinus Tam. So therefore, it should ask even without the Sinus Tam. But the Gemara says, Kevin Shanosan Tam, Bechaticha, Tchaticha, Nasas Neveva. And then it'll ask all the other Chatichas. But why does it have to give Tam in the first Chaticha? That's the Kasha. Take a look on Tosfos. If Tomer Lamali Chaticha Shal Heter Kiblo Tam in an Avela, if you want some time, he had the Hub of Mino Seres Bechaldu.
Yeah, the cash.
And 1 second. And then the verse says, well, it's going to ask the first Chaticha, and the first Chaticha is going to be Nasas Avela. And then it'll ask everything else. Begin Member Mino in the bottom. But so the question is, the first Chaticha should be asa even if it's not Nosin Tam, because even if say the veil is a little piece of the veil, and then a very big chaticha, so it's going to be bottled by elef. But no, Kevin Shanosin, so it doesn't work. But why? It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda is that even a mashahu is membemino zayin a bottle. That's Tosfos Kash. And we're working presumably in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Kevin Shadosan Tam, the Chaticha, Chaticha Asmanas, and Venlo says, Beshein Mina, that means that Mimbamino, Eno Batel, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So why the first Chaticha have to be Usher through a Nesinas Tam? Close off there? Yeah, but it's not, obviously it's not the it's not the mainstream cheetah.
Yeah.
No, it's not Mahalacha. We hold. Yeah, but we passed him in Bavino, his bottle of Midaraisa Grove, the bottom of Shishim. That's all of your day, is assuming that we don't pass it like
that.
Yeah. It's not the sheet that we follow. Okay, so there's going to be two terutzim that ties us to this answer. But these two terutzim are known as the two sheetas of... Right, but no one usually learns it in... the sugya to see So, what's his name from Bedford Hills? The Kasharov. The Kasharov is what? The Paul Bloom. The Kasharov. The Kasharov has a son. He's a famous sefer, Yisa Bracha. You ever hear that sefer? It's a sefer to help you learn Tosfos. It's on the Gemara actually Tosfos, but he helps you go through, you know, all the, you know, the Tosfos. So I think I used it here to try to clarify it. So we'll try to see. So Rabbeinu Tam gives an answer, Rabbeinu Ephraim gives an answer. So let me read it the way Rabbi Kron wrote it from my notes, and then we'll say it out. Rabbeinu Tam, I'm reading Rabbi Kron's notes from my shir, Rabbi Kron. Even though a piece of kosher meat becomes usher, the kosher, right, because that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that wouldn't give it the power to usher other pieces, because it was never nasis the vela, just usher b'masher. In other words, you can't be Nasas Nevela through a culture. The culture might not be Batel, but it's not going to have a din of Nasas Nevela. So it'll only have a din of Nasas Nevela when it's as the Nesinas Tam. In other words, so even within Shitas Rabbi Huda, then he writes that it's not Batel, but it's not Nasas Nevela unless it's as Nesinas Tam. And I redo Rabbi Kron's notes. Rabbi Tam assumes that the only reason why I can't say Hanan is because there's no Nesinas Tam. But if there would be a Nesinas Tam, so that's why there's no Hanan. But if there would be a Nesinas Tam, then he would say Hanan, even though it's Shari Sur. So that's the point he's saying. In other words, Rabbi Natan is saying that he did guf mitzvah becholshu become welcome lo abrina shatasas the veil as kol afayim came between nasa ella of the day kolshu. So that's Rabbi Nishav Shita. There's a din that it's not batal, but nasas the veil means that the whole thing you have to now bevatal the whole chaticha. It's nasas the veil, so that you don't say by a mashma. But it's mashma that if you have a see this tam, it means there was no bittul b'shishim. Obviously, there's no see this tam here, but it's a bit b'mino. But if it would have been much more pronounced, and there was no shishim, so then it would be aser, and it would be chanan, and then it would aser everything else if you didn't have. And then it would ask all the other pieces of meat because of min b'mino. So that's how it's the diuk from the Rabbeinu Tam, that in the case over here, you would say Hanan is because it would only be a mashu. If it wouldn't have been a mashu, then it would have asked the chaticha, and then the chaticha would have Hanan, and then it would ask everything else. That's our Rabbeinu Tam. The Taz uses a phrase, as Rabbi Kron says, we'll see soon, Trei Mashahu Lo Amrin. In other words, if you have the Anissa Mashahu in the first Chaticha, it's not going to answer all the other Chatichas we did Mashahu, because you don't say the din of mashu twice. There's once per situation. So, but over here he says that it wasn't the first thing. It wasn't a din mashu. It wasn't a din mashu. So, mamela, it's going to ask kevish anos and tam, and then it'll say chanan, And then that piece of chaticha, when it will be stirred with the rest, will answer everything else in the pot, midin, is a mashahu. One is the mashu, but the first thing wasn't a dinner mashu. But you see that the din of Hanan is even when it's not pasul cholos. This is not pasul cholos. This is a piece of the vela falling on a regular piece of meat. So that's Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Ephraim says a different form. I read Rabbi Krohn's notes. Ephraim agrees the three mashu long read. But he says you need a be'en to asa. In other words, what's the case of a mashu when a ben falls in? Right? So if you have say the first piece would have been just an isamashu, which would have been also according to, and then that falls into the rest of the pot. So that's not a be'en falling in. You have to have a be'en falling in to have an isamashu of Rabbi Yehuda and of isamashu. So therefore, the Gemara says the reason why you need that it's no sintam. So according to Rabbi Natan, you need no sintam in order to say the din of Hanan. That's Rabbi Natan sheet. But according to Rabbi Ephraim, you don't say Hanan because it's Shari Sur. So what do you need at the first piece be in this Nasinas Tam? So he says, because in order, he says, Anu Yisod, and this I think the Kashrab son clarifies in the Sefer, he said, Rocha, that you need a be'en to fall in. So if it's just a mashu and a chaticha, that's not a be'en. But if the whole chaticha is in the sinas tam, then we view that chaticha as a be'en, and then it falls in, and it'll aser everything else. But not midin chanan, but midin the isamashu. However, he holds that even if this was the sinas tam, still wouldn't say chanan, only says chanan by basa v'cholof. Because the definition of basa v'cholof, yeah. So therefore, that's the pshat in the Gemara. In other words, again, Tosas Kasha is what do you need to say? Kemish nosan tam bechaticha chaticha asas nosan leila. You don't need nesinas tam if you hold like Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Natan says no. You need nesinas tam to make a din of Hanan. To make a din of Hanan. And then once you'll say Hanan, and then it's gonna ask him everything else. Because you're not gonna say, because three mashu lomrin, so you're not gonna say in this mashu, so you can't say in this mashu twice. So it's gonna work that the first case is not in this mashu, and we want it to be, and it's gonna be Hanan. And then that'll answer everything else. But there will be Hanan, even if it's of the Shari Sur. Rabbi Ephraim says, no, the word in Isamashahu is that you need a Be'en. So if the first thing is a Be'en, so then it'll answer that. And then it'll answer everything else. Midin Isamashahu, because the thing is a Be'en. Now, the Taz has this klal of trei mashu lo amrina. Trei mashu lo amrina. You know, you only say this a mashu once. And the Taz says the same thing would apply on Pesach. Right? So you have, there's an issa mashu on Pesach, right? So if this mashu falls into one thing and then that falls into something else, so So it's not going to be asif. Shem Ashul Aminim. That's the Taz's itself. So whatever it is, it's a mashu, either because you hold like Rabbi Huda, or because you hold that it's a mashu like Rabbi Chametz for Pesach. So you can only say an it's a mashu who one time, not twice. And therefore on Pesach, it would be rot. It would be the second kedera would be mutter. Because if the first kedera was also midin mashu, and then that falls into another pot, it'll be batal. Because trei mashu hu lo amrina. That's the taz, and therefore Pesach as well. But the shach disagrees. The shach and the nekudas hakesef has another shot in Trey Mashu. And that's over here on page 22. I'll read it on the Crohn's notes. It's very good.
What's your background?
The Mashkiach had a background. He was used to sit right over. So he took these are notes from my shiur when he was in my Yeridash here. So I'll read you his notes. He says like this. The Kuzakas explained to us differently. Din of Mashu is only if Mashu is a Dover Isser and Asa is the next item. Right? Like Pesach. But if Koch Acher Urbo, the Hainu, Bali of the Vela in Heter. So you have a Bali of Heter, of the Vela in Heter, and then you put that into another pot. So now you're having Heter and Isser coming into the next pot. So he says, so this has a Dover Isser and a Dover Heter going into another pot. So we don't call that an Isser Mashu. Because it's Dover Isser Mashu is only when it's only a Dover Isser. But if you have a Belia of Isser in a Dover Heter, so and that falls into another pot, so it's not going to Asser the other pot. For according to Rabbi Huda, because it's not only a Dover Isser falling in, it's a Dover Heter falling in as well. But by Chametz, the Isser Mashu, so here. So, and now put it in the pot, now Heter and Isser are coming in together. Into Heter viewed as Mim Vishaino, we know. So, in other words, so therefore it's not Mim Amino. It's been because the Isser in a bottle is Mim Amino in a bottle. But if it's the Dover Heter, and now a Dover Isser and Heter are falling in, we don't view that as a Mim Amino. Because it's a heter and isser, so you don't say b'mimino asu b'mashu, because this is called b'mishenu mino. This is a davar heter and a davar isser that fell in. But by chametz, if bli of chametz is very strong, is tafshil, said it bim. B'she'en amino, and the non-chametz, this not mechalik between b'mino and she'en amino. So it could still ask them, because the iser of mashu by chametz, is an iser mashu, usually iser mashu, as we said, is usually only by b'mino. But b'mino she'en amino, you don't have an iser mashu. By chametz b'pesach, you have an iser mashu even by membership. So if you would say for example, you would cook chametz together with a potato. So now you have chametz in the potato, and then that potato falls in, is cooked with another, a second potato, right? So the Taz would say, Trey Mashahu Lo Aminan, and it's not going to ask for the second potato. It was the first potato has a bli of chametz in it, it's cooked with some bread. So there's a bli of chametz in the first potato. Then you take that first potato out and cook it with the second potato. So the chorin is going to be now chametz coming into the second. But it's just a little bit of chametz. And it's a trey mashu. This mashu was already in one chaticha. Now it's going to go into a second chaticha. So trey mashu lo minan, Taz says, even by chametz bepesach. But that's how the Taz learns. So therefore, it'll be mutter, that second potato, even though there's a mashu of chametz in it, because, which was in the first potato, now going into the second potato. But since Mimisha in Amino, right, so the Trey Mashu Lo Aminan, but the Shach has a different shot in the idea. And the Shach Shita is that when you cook chametz in the first potato, so now you have chametz, the Dover Isser, and the potato, the Dover Heter. So when that comes in to the second potato, when that comes into the second potato, so the Taz says, so that will be mutter, because Trey Mashu Lo Aminan. But the Shach says no, because the word of the din of Mashahu is only when it's a Dover Isser alone. So here, from the first potato to the second potato, the chametz is going to transfer, and the potato is going to, Tom potato is going to transfer. So a Dover Isser and a Dover Heter are transferring into a Dover Heter. So therefore, that's not considered mimimino, because the second potato is a Dover Heter. The first potato is a Dover Isser and a Dover Heter. So they're two different things. So therefore, they're not mimimino. And when it's not mimimino, then you don't have an Isser Mashru, because an Isser Mashru is only by mimimino. But by Chometz B'Pesach, the Isser Mashru is even by men. The she'ein amino. No, but we have, but there are other areas in halacha where there's a din of isur mashu. Because he says, by all cases, mimimino is an isur mashu. So we don't pass him like that. But by chametz bepesach is an isur mashu. By avodah zarah is an isur mashu. There are other areas in halacha where there's an Issa Mashu. But Chametz B'Pesach is unique because the Issa Mashu by Chametz B'Pesach is what? Is even by Min B'She'en Amino. So right, in other words, by other areas of Halacha that there's an Issa Mashu, it might only be by a min mino. We're not talking about it. We don't pass like you said. But chametz bepesach is unique because the isser mashu by chametz bepesach is even min b'she'en amino. Like say you have a crumb that was cooked with a potato, so it's min b'she'en amino. So that potato is going to be awesome, because there's chametz inside the potato, even though it's a bottle of shishim, it's a bottle of that's it's a mashu, even though it's mimshein amino. Potato is not the same thing as a bread. It's bread. Right. So he says that if you cooked, say, bread with a potato, so now there's a tam bread and a potato, and say it was batel b'shishim, but it's still this amashu. It's say a small piece of bread with a potato. Now you cook that potato with another potato. Is that second potato asa to eat on Pesach? So the Taz says it's mutter. It's straight mashu lo amrinim. But the Kusak Hesa says no, because the word is that here chametz Pesach is mochaber that. No, he says the pshat in trei mashahu lo aminan. The word is that when the first potato gets the tam, so now there's a davar isser and a davar heter in it. So then, when we'll come into the second thing, it should be. It's not considered min. We know it's Mimshein Amino because you have a Dar Issa and a Dar Heter coming into a Dar Heter. So the two.
Why does it matter that it's coming to Shein
Amino? Oh, because Mimshein Amino won't. So there won't be an Issamashu with Mimshein Amino. But by Chometz Bepesach, there's an Issamashu even Mimshein Amino. So therefore, you will not be able to eat that. In other words, he doesn't learn, the Tazis learns to train Mashu Lomino. The Chumra of Mashu was only the first stop. Once it's the second stop, it's not going to be. But he says, no, the word in Trey Mashu Lo Minan is because the first Mashu who is a Dover Isser, and it creates a Dover Isser and a Dover Heter in the first potato. And then that is going to go into the second potato, which is Kulo Heter. And now it's going to be a Mim B'Shein Amino situation. So if you... And Mimshein Amino doesn't have an Issa Mashu usually in other areas. But by Chometz Pesach, it does have an Issa Mashu. So therefore, the contrast between the first potato and the second potato is a Dover Heter and Issa coming into a Dover Heter. So that's like considered Mimshein Amino. And Mimshein Amino by Pesach is also even Issa Mashu, even Mimshein Amino. So the Shach says you can't eat that second piece. Yes.
I don't understand. Is the Shach saying that I'm rejecting the idea of Trey Mashu Lo Arena when it comes to Pesach? The Pesach is so chamor, and therefore there's no idea of Trey Mashu Lo Arena? Or is he saying that Trey Mashu Lo Arena is only when you have Mimbamino followed by Mimbamino? If you have Mimbamino followed by Mishain Amino, that's not called Trey Mashu Lo Arena.
Right, he's saying that Trey Mashu Lo Aminan is because in the second Mashu, when it comes from the first and second, it's going to, by definition, be Mimshein Amino, because you're having a Dover Heter and a Dover Issa coming into a Dover Heter. So therefore, the Issa Mashu is only by Mimbamino, but Trey Mashu, the second Mashu is a Mimshein Amino. But when it comes to Chametz Pesach, there's a din of Mimshein Amino is Aser. It's a Mashu even Mimshein Amino, so it's not going to help that you created a Mimshein Amino because it's still an Issa. So therefore, he just gives a different understanding of why Trey Mashu. The Talmud just says Trey Mashu, two stops, doesn't matter. Two stops is us, is Mutter if it's only an Issa Mashu. The Kulka says is no, because the second stop is considered a Mimshein Amino compared to the first stop, and therefore Mimshein Amino doesn't have the Samashu, but by Chometz Pesach it does. So Mamela, in the second potato, you can't eat on Pesach.
And my question is, the original taste of the Rebbe Kamen and Rebbe Ephraim, who say Trimashu Lo Amino, is a case of Mimamino. So,
no, but that's
how does the Shach say the whole lump is a Trey Mashu Lo Amrinan is because the second case is like a Mimshein Amino.
Yeah, no, so the answer is that's
cool. Like a Mimshein Amino because it's had there an issue.
No, so we say like this, the case was it wasn't a Trey Mashu either because it was seen as Tam.
No, but if it would have been not seen as Tam.
Then it would have been a Trey Mashu, right?
But it's all, according to the Shach, you should say Trey Mashu Lo Amrinan. Trey Mashu Lo Amrinan is only Mishina. Unless you say, similar to the Tazer Ram, that even though you have these two pieces of meat, since there's a Heter and Isser, it's like a case of Mishina. unless you
have it's a davar issa, the davar hetta.
Not that it's an issue to be a mash.
Right.
So it tells her on.
Okay,
cool.
Well, that was his why what? No, what is his explanation of the Shulchan Aruch? That then when he's fighting with the Taz.
That's a good
suggestion,
but two
reasons for this person. Yeah, the Tfasik and Shir. Yeah. Okay, so then it's the next thing. So this is the machlokes. So this machlokes, the Rabbi Natan and the Rabbi Ephraim, became the classical machlokas, what we say, Chanan Shai. So, but you see, they never had a machlokas straight out in the Tosis. It's just a diuk in the Tosis. That the Tosis has a kasha. And
she's reading a prime. She says about by Nasimil, we only say by Nasimil.
Right. But I'm saying that it's like to answer a side kasha. It's like, right. It's not like the on. And then he says yes, and he says no. Yeah. Okay. What I just decided now in the last 2 seconds is I could try to rush the next. Rest of this packet in the next 5 minutes, and we won't understand anything. But I can spend the whole shiur tomorrow explaining it well. So I think I should do. So, in other words, because that would, and then if there's more time, we could do. So we'll spend one more day on this. This is like, that's why I brought this up. This is like very. It's not easy. It's just the chap. Whether it's to get the Tosis is cash again. Tosis is asking what do you need to see this time. What is that? Just say membership amino. So he says, because so that's the they're both assuming that for Isamashi you need a ban. So if you hold like Rabbi Natan, Chanan, so you have your be'ed, the whole thing is now awesome. So therefore you want to say Chanan, so you need a be'ed. So therefore you need a sinas tam to say Chanan. Where he's saying, no, you don't say Chanan, but you still need a be'ed, so the be'ed will be through the sinas tam, that's considered be'ed. Rabbi Natan says it won't be considered a ba'an because even though the sea is tam, you still can't see it. But if whole chatich is also, that's a ba'an. So Rabbi Natan wants that there should be a ba'an, the first piece, that the whole thing will become a chefza shalissa. And that's by chana. But Rabbi Ephraim says, no, it's enough that it's the sea is tam, that's also a ba'an. That's why you need the sea is tam to create the ba'an. But they both hold you need the ba'an. In order to make an Isser into the rest of the Chatichas through the din of Isser Mashu, because Isser Mashu needs a ban. That's the Iso. Isser Mashu needs a ban. So Rabbi Natan says, how do you get the ban? Through Chanan. And you can say Chanan, Bashar Yisurim, if there's a Nesidus Tam. And Rabbi Ephraim says, no, you don't need a, you need a ban, but by the fact that there's a Nesidus Tam alone, that gives a ban. And then, but because why do you need a ban? Because Shrey Mashahu, Long Reader. then the machlokas taz and the plus the kesef is what does it mean? Just tam trei masu lo mina. Just if you, it's a man, it's not a samashu. It's a man. The whole thing is so. But the shach has a different shach, and that's the machlokas. What would be by chametz with pesach? So if you would cook something with chametz and then cook that thing with something else, Tas says that would be mutter per Pesach and the shach. And then the machlokes with the Tas and the Pesach and Kesef. So it's biggest oilus. So and then we're gonna see Hanan by Yovish by Yovish, Lach Malach, and there's the din of Rabbi Natan by Zara did the Raisu and the Rabbanan, Lach Hanan Shari Surin. And then there's other interesting things. Okay. There are like two or three, you know, sugyas that I view difficult in Pasuk Chalav. So this is one of them. It's this. So I think we conquered it hopefully today, and then one or two more, and the rest I think are much more easy, I hope. Okay, so we'll take a break. Shkaya, everybody, Avi Schwartz. Avram Levin and of Katan, of Wiles, of MZ Binter.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.